And it's 15 minutes past 6 now. The much anticipated listing of Sol 32 taking place today. The company making its debut on the Australian, Johannesburg and London stock exchanges. As you know, shareholders of BHP Billiton overwhelmingly approved the transaction to demerge some of its non-core assets into a company called Sol 32. Mike Fraser is president and COO for Africa at Sol 32 and joins us now. Mike, thanks for your time today and congratulations on that debut. All right. Looks like we might have lost Mike. We're going to see what we can do about that. But don't forget, we still have Vodacom speaking to the CEO, Shamil Yusuf. And we also have Clive Thompson, who's CEO of Barlow World. Just by the way, South 32 today ending up 3% at 20 Rand 24 on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. BHP Billiton, though, ending down just over 4%. All right, looks like we've got Mike Fraser back on the line. Mike Fraser is President and COO for Africa at South 32. Mike, great to have you with us and congratulations on that debut. But every report I've read felt it was a bit muted. How did you feel about it?
Zeki, good evening and thank you for the time this evening. Yes, I think there's a couple of things that probably at play here in terms of determining the ultimate price at which South 32 will trade at. Mm. I think the first one is there's likely to be a lot of movement in the share price as the indices or as the investors find their position relative to the indices. So with our trading, we'll have 100% index weighting in Australia. And therefore, you'll find net buying into Australia as people create their rated positions, and some selling out of the UK as people rebalance their investment in the stock. So I think that will be one impact. I think the second relative impact is that these assets are not well known by the investment community. So I think they'll take some time for people to understand them. And then I think the third impact on the price is really just people are still a little bit muted about the actual sector, the resources sector. Mm. So it'll take some time, I think, for the share to find its price.
Yeah, look, I mean, today was a good day on the JSE to be in the resources industry. And obviously, as I mentioned, the share price closing up 3%. But let's talk a bit about these assets. It's a mix, obviously. And obviously, people are looking at them as a group, but also as individual businesses. How would you want them to have a look at them?
Well, I think first and foremost, these are high quality cash generative assets. So each of these assets have been well maintained. They run by quality people, and we believe that we can actually still deliver more potential out of these assets. But they come to the market as being, you know, high quality, well invested assets. I think each of these commodities are slightly in different cycles. If you read some of the reporting that is underway, the suite of assets actually has some upside potential, particularly in the industrial metals, which seem to have followed the primary bulks in recovery. So things like aluminium, nickel, the silver, lead, zinc seem to have, you know, a little bit more upside potentially in price. But I think if you look at even our coal assets, you know, whilst they're in a pretty subdued position in the cycle, we're seeing quite a lot of potential to improve those assets and deliver more value out of them. Okay. I think the one commodity that probably is got the most pressure under it is manganese. You know, the manganese ore price is off nearly 50% over the last 24 months, and that definitely is a drag. But even within that, we have a really fantastic position and we believe we can get the most value out of those.
Yeah, and China, of course, is the largest consumer of manganese.
Yeah, absolutely. So, China is a big consumer of manganese. The one great thing about the manganese ore is that it's not a recyclable ore. So every time you recycle a ton of steel, you use manganese. So it's even in the secondary, there's a secondary demand for manganese. So we think it's a good commodity.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your time. Mike Fraser is President and Chief Operating Officer for Africa at South 32.